USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators continues to negotiate over a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill after a vote to advance debate on the framework of that bill failed earlier this week. Senator Bill Cassidy says the group has made progress towards a final bill, which they hope to bring to the Senate floor early next week. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that they've overcome some differences to make progress.
There's some thorny issues, but we can get it done. And the infrastructure bill, as your guy pointed out, is not the Bernie bill, not the kind of reckless spending and taxation that the Democrats want to do. This is about roads, bridges, and highways. I think it'll be good for our country. I think we can get it done.
And thousands took to the streets in France Saturday to protest a bill being considered by the country's Senate that would mandate COVID vaccinations for all healthcare workers and create a vaccine passport to enter restaurants. The French government says it's trying to speed up vaccinations as new cases spike in the country while trying to avoid lockdowns. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
97 victims have been confirmed in the collapse of a beachfront condo in Surfside, Florida. That's 97 families that have closure, but one family still waits. Here's Mike Fortier.
54-year-old Estelle Hedaya remains the lone unaccounted victim from the tragedy that happened 1 month ago Saturday. Her brother Ike says the waiting game is a little tough.
It's long. It's been a month now. And that's a little too much for my parents, a month, you know. 1 week, 2 weeks. If you told me it was going to be 2 weeks, I would have told you you're crazy.
While the wait can be agonizing, Ike tells CBS 4 News in Miami he takes comfort knowing his sister is in heaven.
I know my sister's in the right place right now. Yeah, I know she went out on top, and I know she's going to be fine. And I know, especially with this wait, Zoe's totally pure now, and she's going to just go straight up.
The Hedayas are Jewish, and Ike says according to Jewish law, you can't have a funeral until the remains are found, so the wait continues. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A known gang member previously convicted of attempting to smuggle migrants into the U.S. was arrested on the southern border this week as Border Patrol agents continue to deal with increased illegal border crossings. Tom Homan says that along with that increase in people comes an increase of criminals and gang members. The former acting ICE director tells Fox News that some gang members blend in with family units to ensure that they get released.
They know that 40%, 4 out of 10 border patrol agents are no longer on the line because they're dealing with humanitarian crisis. So they're taking a risk of making entry. So if they caught that many, how many didn't they catch? How many of that 300,000, you know, where criminals got away? And look, and criminals and gang members also embed themselves into this as a child, as a part of a family unit, because when we did Operation Matador, when I was life director, we did Operation Matador in New York City and Long Island, we arrested 475 gang members, mostly MS-13. And guess what? 42% of them, 42%, enter this country as an unaccompanied alien child or family group. So it's just not who we're aware of. It's just not who gets away. It's about these family groups you may see. They're not what they always, what people always think they are. Many of them are gang members and criminals. And 42% of gang members is a high number. And they'll bend themselves in these groups to get released.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.